Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah Chav Tes Amud Beis says, "La'yikev Adam Shveferes Shal Beitzav Imalena Shemen V'yitnena Al Pi Haner B'Shvil Shetehei Min Atefes." Person can't make a hole in a Shveferes of a Beya and fill it up with Shemen and put it next to the Ner in order that oil should drip from this Shveferes Shal Beitza into the Ner. Why can't he do that? So Rashi explains, V'tayma mishom gzeira shema yistapek kemenu. Maybe he'll take oil from this shveferes shel beitza. V'kivan shekzeyu l'ner chayev mishom mechabe. And since he was mekatze this, he set it aside for a ner, he's going to be chayev mishom mechabe. So the achreinim already are medayik in Rashi, and they ask, Rashi says two things. Rashi first says that the reason why you can't do this is because of gzeira shema yistapek kemenu. V'kivan shekzeyu l'ner. And since he set it aside for an heir, he's chayev misha mechabe. So Rashi seems to say two things. Rashi says it's a gzera that he set it aside and there's an inyan of mukta. And Rashi also says there's an inyan of chayev misha mechabe. So which one is it? So if you look in Maseches Beya, Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, where the Gemara brings the actual halacha of a mistapek mimenu, someone who takes oil from a fire, chayev misha mechabe. The halacha is that he's chayiv because of mechabe. And Tosfos says, Dibra maskalam mistapik, it doesn't mean that he's chayiv because he quickened up the kibui. Because that's only gram kibui. And gram kibui on Yom Tif is mutter, and on Shabbos you're not chayiv. Ella, hainu taimo. What's the reason why he's chayiv? Hoyil de ba'oisa shah, shu mistapik mimeno, mechabek tsas, u mechasa oiroi, de lo yochalan hure kuli hai. Ki iko shemen muet bener. The reason why you chayiv misha mechabe is because when you take the oil, you are weakening the strength of the fire. You're being machlish the koyach of the ner. And that's why hamistapek from a ner is chayiv misha mechabe. Now, if you take a look in the Rush, over there, Masechtas Beya, the Rush says that it can't be that you chayiv because you're weakening the strength of the fire. And his raya is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "La yikav Adam shveferes shel beitza v'malena shemen v'yinen al pi aner b'shvil shdehem natafes." And you're not weakening the kayach of the fire. Only when the oil is in the actual ner could you say that when you pull out some oil, you're weakening the kayach of the fire. But over here, the oil is in a separate keli; it's on top of the fire. So taking oil away is not actually weakening the fire. So the Rush says it can't be like Tosfos says that the reason why you chayiv is because you're weakening the fire. Rather, the reason why Yechayiv is because of Gram Kibuy. Gram Kibuy and Yom Tov is Mutter. Not Shabbos, it's not Chayiv. The Rush says that's only when the way you're being Gram the Kibuy is by getting involved in things that aren't touching the actual fire. For example, you put something around the fire or near the fire that's going to cause it to go out. But over here, where you're touching the actual Shemen, which is an integral part, and Gram the Hadlaka, then you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Kibuy Mamish. So let's get back to Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why you can't make a hole in a keli and put that keli on top of the fire and let the oil drip into the fire is because it's a gzera. Maybe you'll take oil from this keli, and since you set it aside for an air, you'll be chayiv misha mechabe. So we're trying to figure out, what are these two things? Only because I'm mekatze it for the nair, I set it aside for the nair, you're chayiv misha mechabe? So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, he explains as follows. Rashi really holds like the Rush. Not like Tosfos. Rashi says the reason why someone who's mistapik from Shemen is because of kibui, not because he's being machlish the kayach of the ar. There's real kibui going on here. And the way we explained why the Rush over here holds its kibui mamish and not gram kibui is because you're touching the actual fire. You're touching the Shemen, which is creating the actual fire. You're not just creating a gram kibui by putting something near the fire that's going to cause it to go out. Now, how do we see that you're causing a kibui with the actual fire? That's only if you mekatze this shemen for the fire. If you're not going to be mekatze, you're not going to set aside this oil that it's special for the fire, then we don't see it as part of the fire. And that's the chiddush, why Rashi has to say that you will mekatze the shemen for this fire. And if you take a look in Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shirim Chelik Beis, he says, it's in Siman Lamed Gimel, Oiz Beis, he says in parentheses that we find a davar nifla, that the machshava could be poil on the metzias. Where do we find this? A perek bama madlikin. In our Gemara, he says, we see that someone could take oil from a Shveferes that he set aside for a Ner, and then he'll be Chayiv Mishum Mechabe. But if he didn't set it aside for the Ner, he wouldn't be Mechayiv for Mechabe. Dafka, because he was Mekatzir in his mind, that's how we can consider this the Shemen of this fire. We can consider the Shemen of this Shveferes like it's part of the actual Ner, even though it's in a separate Keli. So you see this concept, Rav Chanan also understood that I need this inyan to be mekatzah the shemen to make it part of the fire. And once I'm mekatzah the shemen, which is in a separate keli, to become part of this fire, then we could understand, like the Rush, that when a person is going to take out this oil, even though it's not in the keli that's holding the actual fire, we see it as a kiboy mamish. Have a wonderful day.